This is Sten, and I'm hoping that you'll come on a magical, wonderful adventure with me for the next few minutes. Let's begin taking a deep, huge breath and blowing it out slowly. Closing your eyes, you and I are going to go on an adventure. We'll use our imagination. So what we'll be doing is almost like seeing a movie in your mind. As you keep your eyes closed, you'll see different pictures that I talk about. You'll be able to feel wonderful feelings. Our adventure today begins with you outside, standing and looking up at the sky. High above you, far, far away, you see a bright light, and it seems to be moving closer and closer to you. As it starts to swirl down, you begin to notice that it's not a light at all. It's a magical sleigh being led by flying reindeer, and it's coming right for you. The night is cold, but you're all bundled up and you're so excited. You've never seen a reindeer before, let alone eight. And as the thing gets closer, you begin to realize that not only is it just reindeer, but it's a sleigh that's carrying Santa Claus. And he's coming to see you. He loves children. Santa is a great friend to all children, especially you. And he's making a special trip just to come and visit you. As he stops his sleigh right next to you, he hops out of his sleigh. Can you see his white beard and his red hat and his sparkly eyes, his red nose? He's a wonderful, kind, gentle person, and he loves you. He's so excited to say hello. But the greatest thing of all is Santa wants to know if you would be interested in going on a magical journey with him to the North Pole. You're so excited. You've never been in a sleigh before. You've never been in a magical flying sleigh before with reindeer, and you've never been to the North Pole. Of course you say yes, because you know that at any time you could open your eyes and be right where you left. But in your mind, in this movie, in your thoughts, it's almost like you can see every detail. And as you begin to climb into the sleigh, there is the most wonderful, soft, cozy, furry, warm blanket just for you, and a cup of hot cocoa. It's just the right temperature. It's not too hot, and it's not too cold. As you take a little sip, it just tastes delicious. As it goes into your tummy, the warmest, most wonderful tasting chocolate you've ever had. Santa looks over at you with a smile and asks if you would be interested now in driving the sleigh. Of course you say yes, and he hands you the reins to the reindeer. And off you go as you pull on the reins, on Dasher and Prancer and Donder and Vixen. The sleigh lifts into the air and floats high, high above. All the houses and all the sparkling lights below. And you feel the wind in your hair. You're smiling so big, you can't stop smiling. It's so wonderful. You feel safe and warm and magical as you look down below, seeing the city and the lights. And pretty soon you begin to see water and trees. As the sleigh continues on to some sparkling lights that you see over in the distance. It looks like the sleigh is starting to land. Santa says you're almost there. As you look down, you see this wonderful, magical town right in the middle of snow. And all around, it looks like the elves are gathering to come and see you. Your sleigh begins to gently lower you and Santa down to the ground. And over they come. All the elves from the North Pole come running up to say hello. They've been waiting for you. They are so excited to have you come and visit them. And they want to show you all of the magical things that they are doing to get ready for Christmas. And the gifts that they're making for all the little boys and girls all around the world. One especially wonderful, nice-looking elf comes up and takes you by the hand and says that he will be the one to take you everywhere you would like to go here while you're in the North Pole. So wave goodbye to Santa for now. And the elf is going to take you into the magical toy shop. Oh my goodness. Look around, because inside right now, you are in the room where they make the dolls for all the little girls in the world. They're doing such wonderful things. They assemble the dolls, and they brush their hair, and they make sure that they have the most beautiful clothes on. And you notice that all the elves are singing and whistling and so very happy. They ask if you'd like to help for a little while. And so you do. And it's wonderful. You start to feel happy inside too. You pick out a special doll that you know will go to a very special little girl who will be so excited to have that doll at Christmas time. Feel the warmth in your heart as you begin to give and get excited and feel the joy of Christmas as you prepare a gift for someone else. The elf then asks if you'd like to go into the room where they make the trains. Of course you would. Look around. There are big trains and little trains and locomotives and engines of every size. These are for little children that love to play with trains. Then you go in and you see the balls. Every ball of every shape and size and color is in this room. It's getting ready to go to even more children around the world. Every toy that you could ever imagine is all around you now. Is there a toy that you would really like to see right now? The elf really wants to take you to that room where they make that toy. What's your favorite toy right now? That's where you're going then. Your favorite toy room. In you go, and you look around, and you get to help build your very favorite toy. And pretty soon you find yourself singing and humming along every Christmas song you can imagine, because you feel so happy inside. You are surrounded by elves that love you and love children, and they feel happy when they give things and they make presents for children. Oh, it's so fun. And now they take you into another room where there is a lot of candy. All of the treats you could imagine. And the elf says that you can go and pick out any treat in the room. Look around. What treat would you choose that would be the most wonderful and magical treat for you right now? Perfect. You can take whatever you want. And if you have a brother or sister, you can take some for them too. Oh, this has been such a wonderful day. As you're starting to eat your candy and it tastes so wonderful, the elf says that it's time to go meet with Santa again. He takes you by the hand. You go outside and zip up your coat. It's a little chilly, but not too cold. And there's Santa standing before you, being as happy as ever. So happy to see you. And he tells you that he has a magic gift just for you. Would you be interested in this magic gift? Okay. All of a sudden, Santa holds out his hand, his white gloved hand, and it starts to glow. In fact, it's starting to look so bright, almost like a flashlight. And it looks so bright and warm. Santa gently puts his hand right on your back, very softly. And right as he does, begin to feel this warm light going into your body. Can you feel how warm it is and how wonderful and sparkly it feels? Oh, as that light begins to melt into your body, feel everything in your body start to get very soft and relaxed. Santa tells you that this is your gift. He is giving you the gift, the light and the love and the joy of the Christmas spirit. And guess what? Anytime you might feel a little sad or scared about anything, you can remember this bright white light that's inside of you. It will help you feel better. And there's nothing or anyone that could ever make this light go out of you if you want it to stay. Feel how warm it feels in your heart, right in the center of your heart, in your arms and your legs. It's almost like your whole body is glowing now with this bright, wonderful light. Oh, it's been such a wonderful trip to the North Pole. Santa wants you to come with him now. He's ready to take you right back where you started. As you wave goodbye to all your friends, wishing them a merry, merry Christmas, you climb into your sleigh, put on your warm, snuggly blankie, grab your hot chocolate, and off you go as you wave goodbye to your friends. Ah, you can come back to the North Pole on this adventure anytime you'd like. But for now, the best part of this is that the brightness and the light that you feel inside of you will always, always be with you. If you'd like, you can go to sleep now and dream about all this wonderful adventure. You can wake up, open your eyes, and be right where you left off. There's no wrong way or right way to do this. The best way is how you feel inside, keeping that love and that joy of giving and the happy, sparkly feelings that you felt today. Thanks so much for coming with me on this adventure.